Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our series of programs entitled, God is Love, We Must Be Love. In our last program, we talked about how Jesus loved Judas, who betrayed Him, enough to look him dead in the eye and say, Judas, I will die for you because I love you. Now, why did God pick someone named Judas? Why did God pick someone named Judas to betray Jesus? God could have picked somebody with another name, but He specifically picked someone named Judas. And why is that? Well, first, let's study the word Judas. Judas and Judah come from the same Hebrew word. Judas and Judah, it comes from the same Hebrew word, which is Iudas. So let's go to Genesis chapter 29 and verse 35, and we're going to see something here about Judah, who was born from Leah and her union with Jacob. Now, you remember that Leah was the least loved out of the two sisters. Jacob had two wives, Rachel and Leah, and Jacob favored Rachel, and Leah was the least loved out of the two. So she felt slighted. She felt like she had been betrayed because she was the one to marry Jacob first, but Jacob didn't love her and didn't treat her as anything special. So she felt betrayed. She felt like she had a lot of problems. But it says that Leah conceived first before Rachel did, and then finally when she had Judah, she said, now will I praise the Lord. Now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah. So the word Judah or Judas means to praise or to celebrate. All right. So why did God pick someone named Judas to betray Jesus? The reason why is because we have to learn how to turn our problems into praise. That's right, we have to learn how to turn our problems into praise. That's what Leah did. She had problems because she was the least loved of the two sisters. But she turned her problem into praise, or rather I should say God turned her problem into praise, but she recognized that and she said, now will I praise the Lord, because God had turned her problems into praise, because she ended up having four children before Rachel had any. And so the word Judas means to praise. Now, you might still be thinking, well, I'm still not sure why God picked someone named Judas to betray Jesus. Well, think about this. Didn't Jesus have to die in order for our sins to be forgiven? That's right. So a problem, the problem being that Jesus had to die, turns into praise because we have our sins forgiven, so we can praise God. We can shout, thank you, O Lord God, for your love. Thank you, Father, that you are so loving, that you love me as one of your children. Praise God. Praise Yahweh. Praise Jesus the Christ. That's what we should end up doing. And we can see that this is the attitude that God expects in Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 3 through 7. This is the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 3 through 7. Let's read that. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus the Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And hopefully you believe that. Hopefully you have experienced the love of God and you have recognized when He has poured out His blessings upon you. Now, it's not necessarily the health and wealth false gospel that people are teaching these days. It's very, very popular. This is talking about that we have been blessed by God the Father in spiritual blessings. That's how He has blessed us, in spiritual blessings. And it says, according as He has chosen us in Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world. So He's about to explain what this spiritual blessing is. that we should be holy and without blame before God the Father in love. If God is love, that we must be love. So God wants us to be holy, that means without sin, and without blame, that means again without sin, nothing that anybody can blame us for. And we have to be before God holy and blameless in love. Now, how do we become holy and blameless? Certainly it's not through our own power. Certainly it's not that. It's through our own power that we've brought upon ourselves death because we have sinned. And the wages of sin is death. And all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we can't come before God and be holy and without blame based on our own physical works, our own efforts. No, it has to be through Jesus the Christ. That is the only name under heaven whereby we can be saved. And therefore in verse 5 it says that God has predestinated us to be the adoption of children through Jesus the Christ according to the good pleasure of His will. We have been adopted as children, brought into the family of God through Jesus the Christ. To the praise, now notice this, to the praise of God's glory. We have to praise God for this glorious plan of salvation that comes through grace. And this is how He has made us accepted in the Beloved. It is in Jesus Christ that we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of God's grace. So God loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son so that whoever believes in Jesus the Christ will not have to die for our own sins, but instead will have eternal life. Because we have forgiveness of sins, we've been redeemed through the blood of Jesus, we've been made holy and without blame before Him. So our problems, the problem of sin and death, is turned into praise through Jesus the Christ, because Jesus the Christ is our atonement for our sins. He is the Passover Lamb. And as we've been talking, we're specifically going through how God demonstrated His love for us through His Son, Jesus the Christ, on Passover Day. The last day of Jesus' life reveals a lot about how God the Father and Jesus the Christ love us. And the first example that we're going through is the example of Judas betraying Jesus. And so why did God pick someone named Judas to betray Jesus? It is because we have to learn to turn our problems into praise. And we learn that example first from Leah, who had a problem of being the least loved out of the two sisters because Jacob loved Rachel more than he did Leah. But then Leah conceived Judah, and she said, "Now I will praise the Lord." And so therefore, she called his name Judah, Judah meaning to praise. She praised God for blessing her with a child. God turned her problems into praise, and she recognized that, so she praised God for that. Also, we see that Judas betrayed Jesus, but that betrayal of Jesus to be turned over to people who would crucify Him turned our problems into praise, because we have faced the problem of sin, and the wages of sin is death, so we also face death. But through Jesus' death for our sins, now we don't have to die. Now we can live eternally with God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, and we can do it in love. We can be holy and without blame through Jesus the Christ. Now there's one other point that I want to bring out that's a lesson to all of us who claim to be true Christians, who claim to follow our Lord. Judas' name means to praise, and yet what did he do? He cursed the Lord. He brought a curse upon the Lord. So there's a lesson for us that we can walk with the Lord for 3.5 years, for 33.5 years. Judas walked with the Lord for 3.5 years, and yet he betrayed Him. He cursed Him instead of truly praising Him from the heart. That's a lesson for us that we may think that we're walking with God because we go to church, we read our Bibles, we pray, and we praise God. We sing songs to God. But we can do all of that, and it can still not be from the heart. And the way to ensure that it is from our heart is to have God in us. It's not good enough to have God with us. Judas had God with him, but that was not good enough. We need to have God in us. And the way to do that is to simply repent of who we are, of what we do, ask God to forgive us of our sins, ask God to totally cleanse us, to crucify our flesh, and to fill us with His Holy Spirit. And then as we start to mature, we'll bear some fruit. And a part of that fruit is going to be when we learn how to turn our problems into praise. That's when we'll know that we're truly converted, because we'll look at things, and even though things don't go exactly the way we want them to go, we'll still be able to praise God. We'll look at our problems and we'll say, no problem. I'm going to let God turn these problems into praise. That'll be evidence that you do have God in you. And as you know, at the end of every program, I say, may God be in you. And I say that because I know that if God is love and God is in us, then we will be love. That's what God is all about, is love. So, as I said, we're coming to the end of our program. I thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll come back for the next program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.